Welcome, everyone, to another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbles and Banter, episode 17, season 11 of 90 Day Fiancé. Just for everybody to know, there's one more episode left, so it'll be 18 episodes altogether, and then we have a tell-all two-parter, which is pretty good, not too bad.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a bit of a shorter season, though, I feel like.
That's all you need. I mean, there are a lot of characters here to go through. So I don't know. we'll see once we watch the first part and see the interaction between all these couples. And because it's been like a year, maybe less than a year. Probably.
I couldn't really tell because it looks like 4th of July in some of their.
Right.
Scenes, but then with Greg and Joan, it looked kind of cold. So right. I was like, can't really tell. But I would guess probably by the time the tell-alls are complete, or by the time we get to the tell-all in a couple weeks, it'll be about a year, I would guess.
All right.
Yeah, we see in this episode, they split up the weddings. So we saw two weddings.
Right. Well, to me, it seemed like you got to be kidding me, and a great joy for me. I mean, there were two couples. You got to be kidding me. One with Sean and another one with Shekinah.
I know.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. I thought all this time that Aaliyah was somewhere else in some other location.
Me too.
You know, she was just down the road.
I was like, if that's the case, why didn't Sean ask someone else to go check, like, if they were 20 minutes late?
Exactly.
I thought they were, like, at a completely different location. It would have been too hard to get to where they were. You know, an hour and 50 minutes? Are you kidding me? Like, as a guest, I would have left. I would have, like, thrown my gift at them and walked away.
I know.
So I kind of was laughing and also confused seeing Sean just like walk over and they're right there.
I had no idea where he was going. I thought he was going to, you know, get an Uber or something.
In a car. Yeah. I don't know why the wedding planner, like, where is the event manager? Like, why are they not trying to hustle?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And if it's too hot, there are their cell phones. Just call her. Just like
I said, why are they acting like it's, forget call. You could just walk right over. Now we know. You can just, it's like Tijuana and San Diego.
20 minute drive.
Yeah, like, it was so weird.
You're a grown ass man. Just, you know, tell somebody, anybody, go get her now. Or just, warn them.
It shouldn't have gone that long.
You know?
Like, obviously, it's Aaliyah's fault and that stupid friend's fault. But as Sean and Sean's friends or Sean's wedding party or Sean's whatever, I would not have let it get to 2 hours. Like, I would have volunteered and be like, you know what? Do you want me to go check and see what's going on?
Exactly. Anything.
You know? So,
anything
he was wild.
So, you know, would have done the job, you know?
Yeah. So he marches over there, and what's the friend's name? Jackie,
yeah.
She's like, you're not supposed to see her. And he's like, he goes, I don't give a f-.
Exactly.
You're 2 hours late.
It's like,
this is not a magical, beautiful day anymore. You fucked up.
Yeah, they're like in a different world, you know?
Unbelievable.
And then with Shekinah, I was like, are you kidding? Can you pick another? If you're going to have your whole wedding is going to be a bedding, pick it at the nicest, I don't know, Airbnb or hotel. Or
get a nice hotel,
get like a
so you can count on it. Five-star
hotel or
yeah.
something, not like a two-star or three-star hotel.
Looked like she was cutting corners with like some crappy Airbnb.
It's just like the most ordinary hotel room that you want to, you know, shoot this bedding at. Or I don't know how they're going to do this thing. Is it going to be people going to be there? Or is she going to stream it live? Or I don't know what's going to happen, you know? And these are the two people. Yeah, she should have
seen it,
like,
beforehand.
You got to be kidding me. And she gets so upset and crying and, you know, and Starbird doesn't know what the hell to do with her.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the hell was going on. And my greatest joy ever the whole season. When what? Amani got her answer. It's not you. It's Matt.
Yeah. And you know what? It's so funny because I always call her Pick Me anyway. And she literally said, Pick Me.
Yeah. Like, I'll be fine.
I was
with
like,
it,
girl, you're proving me. Our point.
I know.
Yeah, I'll be like, totally, totally fine. But I'll kill you if you don't pick me.
Exactly. It's just ridiculous. I mean, yeah. You could see lasers coming from her eyes to Ani's like, I will kill you.
Yeah. So who do you want to start with?
So let's start to go back with, to Sean and Aaliyah? Let's do in order of appearance.
Oh, okay. Chronological.
Stevie and Matthew.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Finally, yeah. Finally, the thing that I've been saying all along is like, Stevie, listen, this guy is sensitive about this particular subject. Just be serious for one moment. Just look him in the eyes and say, no, I am not. And that would have ended it like, I don't know, 6-7 episodes prior. And she finally came to that conclusion.
Yeah. And she apologized. She was like, I know that you probably wanted a straight answer. And who knows? I don't know why it was stretched out for so long, but that was enough for... It seems like for Matthew to have a clear conscience for the wedding day. And then the next morning, we see Saeed
our
comes
buddy,
and is like,
Saeed.
Saeed's like, it's a little too relaxed in here.
Yeah, please.
Let me
please
stir
go
the
back
pot
where
a
you came
bit.
From, Saeed. Come on.
Yeah.
You're not a cousin. You're not a close friend. You just met online. You really don't know each other. You know,
I get that he feels that obligation because no one else is there. But like, are you really going to go on her wedding day while she's getting ready and doing her makeup and interrogate her about her sexuality?
I know. Plus, we don't know what he's going to say when he goes up there. You know, we've been surprised many times before about other subjects, about other topics with other couples. We don't know what to expect. We don't know what he's going to go up there and say to Stevie. It could be something else, but I just don't see him going up there and confronting her.
Saying something nice.
But then again, it's like our whole culture is based on respect. You know, it's like you don't go up there and disrespect somebody.
I know.
In the middle of getting ready, you're not supposed to be up there. This is her moment. Let her enjoy it. Let her get ready. And what the hell are you going to say? And it's none of your business. You're not a parent. You're not a child. You're not a close friend. You're not a cousin. You're nobody to Mahdi. So what are you trying to do? You know?
Yeah.
Stop the wedding?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a little too late for that. And also, it's like at this point, you're just hurting everyone. You're not helping in any way.
Right. I don't know. It's just like...
Anyway, they cut it off right before... He said anything, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, and at this point, Matty's saying, listen, he asked him, like, Saeed asked Matty, like, are you sure? And he says, yeah, I'm pretty sure about this wedding and about, you know, how much I love her and I want to marry her. Like, literally looked in his eyes and said, yeah, I'm sure about this wedding. So at that point, you say, okay, I take your word for it. And... give up and get ready and get Matthew ready.
Wrap it up. Done. Yeah,
yeah, you're
okay,
done
cool.
At that
not
point.
Not my life. Not my wedding.
That's all the responsibility you have, you know.
Yeah.
Emotional support. That's all you're there for. Not to, yeah. You know, do anything else at all.
Anyway, who's next?
Shekinah and Starper. They continued the conversation from last episode about the keychain tag. And Sarper was in the state of confusion about, wait a second, I was married and I got divorced. I don't know if I should go through this. And then he was hit by this tag thing that he didn't know how she kind of found her, found him.
And yeah, for the keys, for the keys.
You put a tag on me? What's going on here?
I love that he was like, because she was like, it's normal to share locations. And he's like, if I know. He's like, right. You didn't disclose this to me. I didn't agree to this. Like, that's not normal. That's weird.
I know. But yeah. She had one on hers too, didn't she?
He didn't have access to that.
But I think she...
Maybe she did.
She probably has an app that will tell her where her keys
yeah,
are.
It's Find My. If it's an AirTag, it shows you all of your AirTags.
You could say that she put it on both at the same time. So if they... I mean, in a way, I kind of believe her. But then you don't know her true intentions.
I mean, she doesn't... Remember how crazy her sister reacted when she was like, you're going to just take his word for it? Right. You're going to trust him? You know, that's the type of environment she's coming from. And she had to fight with him so hard to get to this from this man who said he slept with 2,500 women to this, what does he call himself? A reformed bad boy or whatever. Exactly. Like, she's not going to magically be comfortable with.
All right.
Having no location shared, but I think it was wrong for her to not like present it to him and say, hey, can we do this? This would make me feel better or whatever.
All right. So at that point, they just, they had other important things to attend to. One of them was going to this venue, supposedly a hotel room, and to see, you know, bring all their, you know, the suitcase and everything and see what it looks like up close. And she kind of was really, you know, disappointed. She started crying and this is not what I wanted. It just looked like an ordinary, except for the chandeliers in the, you know, living area, the bedroom, it was nothing. It was just like a, you know, headboard and a mattress and, you know, that was it. There was nothing.
It was definitely an Airbnb nice because, it. Yeah, it was definitely was an Airbnb because she said she in between her sobs, she said, I wanted to look at it, but it was never available. So if it was a hotel, the hotel would have gladly been
yeah,
like,
but
sure,
wait,
you can come
about,
and look at her.
But what about all these, the three guys, the two guys and a girl? Yeah.
Where did those people come from?
Out? It must have been a hotel.
I don't think
it
was.
It can be an Airbnb.
What hotel would have said, no, you can't see our place, especially if you're saying it's my wedding. I don't know.
Maybe they, I mean, you could go to a hotel and want to see like one of the rooms that it's similar to that one. You could.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's like not the room.
Not that particular room, which in this case, it wasn't like she was looking for a room that has a nice view that has to be like a particular area of the building. It was just
right.
Another room, so she could have gone and seen another room that is similar to this one. They do that, the hotels do that, so it must have been, because later on, I mean, she cries and, you know, Sarper is trying to console her, like, you know, it's okay, don't worry about it. And finally she calls the bedding planner. Why would you have a bedding planner? What is she going to do for you? It's not like you're renting.
I know. Just have a regular wedding at that point.
Exactly.
Come on.
So this girl shows up, her cousin and the wedding, quote unquote, wedding planner. And she finally, you know, tells her, look, how about the chandeliers are in this area? Let's move the bed, you know, right onto the chandeliers. And then, you know. You have the background will be the curtain.
You can have
and,
your
you know,
dream.
And she was fine after that once the hotel employees came up and moved the entire, you know, I'm surprised they didn't find, you know, dust and dirt under the mattress. Or maybe they did and they didn't show it. Because I'm sure they don't really vacuum underneath the bed, you know. And they were lucky that she kind of didn't see any of it because she would have, you know, ran out of the room. You know, and they brought the bed and it looked kind of decent. But again, you had so many choices of a place to choose from. you know, all these Airbnbs, all these nicer hotels. Just get a nice hotel room, you know?
I know.
And it was like...
And I love how Sarper was like, you know, I told her about my story about how my ex-wife changed after getting married and how I'm nervous about that. And she didn't cry about that, right. But she's crying about...
Exactly.
The hotel room looking crazy. He was definitely irritated with her, for sure. I know.
And the wedding was going to be the next day. So...
Yeah.
Shekinah has this, you know, last night routine of putting them in this sci-fi equipment and, you know, the leg compression for Sarper and face mask and I don't know what was happening with those goggles that. I don't understand how you
sleep. They're like red light therapy and all that. Yeah.
Is that you can't sleep like that. I mean, I've had those leg compressions and they, you know, if it's the kind that I think it might be, like it helps with you. They put it on you in the hospital when you're recovering from a surgery just to get the blood flowing in your body. If it's similar to that.
Yes, that's what it's for.
It keeps, you know, compressing and, you know, releasing, and it's so annoying. And there's no.
I don't think he was going to sleep like that.
He probably unplugged it at some point.
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm assuming it didn't go on the whole night. It just went for an hour and then they, you know, took everything off and just went to sleep. You know, it couldn't have been all night till morning, you know?
No, I think it was just for show to make it look.
We can't wait to see this betting situation, how it goes.
Yeah. Who do you want to go to? Who is next chronologically?
This episode. So
Greg and Joan?
Is the time to make the decision. Matt, Amani, and Ani.
Oh, okay. I'm like trying to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
It was
you could start us off.
The funniest episode. One day we went to this... is it agave farm? And
yeah, it looked so beautiful, didn't it?
Picturesque and beautiful. So they were taking pictures, and it was for some reason there was a chapel there, and they walked down the chapel, and it was on like in the basement, like down in the basement somewhere, and they were just talking to each other and about what they were planning on doing and. You know, what decision they're going to make and how it's going to go and how her family, Ani's family, reacted to the whole situation. And I think it was they went back to the hotel room. The question came up. So let's you choose what you want to do. You want to marry Matt or you want to marry me? And I'll be fine with the whole thing, whatever decision you make. But pick me.
Yeah, whatever you want. But if it's not me, there's going to be a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the look on her face was like so angry, like so tense.
Yeah.
Before.
Daggers in her eyes.
And
then
afterwards, like, oh, I'm going to kill you. Why did you say that?
So Ani had a good point. And you know what? I don't blame her. Because what she said to both of them was, I want a man to protect us. Da, 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 da. Listen, I think it's fine, especially with the way our country is, to stick with a hetero presenting thing because it's safer.
Uh-huh.
But she made a point in the commentary like, Amini, I'm going to call her Amini.
Right.
Amini is unpredictable. She's a hothead. She's all over the place.
Exactly.
What am I going to do if I marry her or whatever? And she decides to kick me and my daughter out of her house or.
Exactly.
You know, which she still could, but if she was legally married to Matt, she would have more rights.
Right. So I mean, none of this stuff, we don't know how it's going to turn out. Who's going to be, who has power? I mean, legally, what's going to happen here? You know, and plus, we don't know who, we still don't know to this point, who's the moneymaker. It seems like the way Amani's acting is like she brings in
the dough. Her, yeah. That was one of your questions from the very first episode.
All right, we still don't know. I mean, yeah. Matt could have. I mean, at this point, whatever they have is 50-50 anyway.
And she does have that account in the U.S. So,
right.
Ani does.
Exactly, so. But we still don't know. So, I don't know. If Matt doesn't have anything and you know, Ani marries Matt, then, you know, maybe Amani's still going to be in control because she's the one that bring in the, you know, all this money to this relationship, the throuple, and, you yeah. know, she could still have, I mean, she's going to have control anyway because she is a controlling person regardless of what happens. And, you know, next episode, she's going to hit the roof. I know something happened and they looked like they were going to have a huge blow up of some sort. And Matt's trying to... try to not be in the way, but he's on, you know, in the way. And in this episode, he was just like, yeah. he looked baffled and he's like, oh, she picked me.
I couldn't understand like anything he was saying. I don't know if he's
he from like, the mumbling south? What's or... with that, you know, drawl, like southern.
I don't know, but like, I really have difficulty understanding what he's saying.
If
but...
he says anything at all.
Yeah. The bottom line is that Amani is highly unstable.
Right.
She's all over the place. She's very unpredictable. I hate these three. I hate these people.
They're yeah, not I mean, likable. Out of all three, I like Ani the best. You know, I don't.
Yeah,
I,
well, the same.
Couple I don't like at all. Either one of them.
Yeah.
One is they're controlling.
Not, there's
and
nothing
the other
about
one is
them
like,
is likable.
You know, just walking around
in La La Land.
Know, exactly. Not doing anything. The first thing that came to me while she was, they were showing her trying, you know, tell them what decisions she's made. I was thinking like Matt would be more logical because of her parents. Like if it was me, like since you're, you know, not parents, her family's going to, Ani's family's going to be at the wedding. You know, you don't want to put him through that, you know, if you're going to marry another woman. So it will make sense.
I'm sure that played a role in her decision as well.
For her aunt and for brother and sister-in-law, it makes more sense if she marries a male figure instead of a female. So that would have been my logic. She was just being honest about the controlling situation. Amani realized that how the way she is, because she said that, I guess I shouldn't have acted the way I did at the winery. When she was like, you know, crying and she walked away from them and started crying and loudly so they could hear her. Remember that episode? You know, and
oh,
she was.
Of course, I remember that episode. Yeah.
So she kind of, it was flashback for her like, yeah, you did that.
Yeah, but that wasn't the only reason why. The way she was saying it was like, I guess I shouldn't have done that. One thing. It's been this entire time. You're like
yeah, she can't
a really herself. Intense person. Like, yeah. Calm down.
Exactly. She can't. I mean, that's the way she is. And you're just not going to get any better. It's just going to keep getting worse. You know, that's
like that in and of itself is not good for right. for any type of relationship. But adding a third person, it's like, are you crazy? That's horrible. This is not yeah. going to go well.
Yeah, it doesn't make
so
sense.
So my opinion remains the same. From episode 1 to episode 17, I feel exactly the same, which is this is not going to go well. This right. is a bad idea.
Yeah. We talked about it. We said that we think all of them going to get married except for the throuple and Sean and Leah. And Sean and Leah did get married, but technically only. We don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
But let's
were they about, did they pop up next?
Yeah, let's talk about Gregory and Joan first.
Oh, why are you making us wait till the end?
That, I'm going by the order of appearance.
There's no way. They didn't have Sean and Leah all the way at the end.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. Yeah, they had clips. They go I'm back sure.
and forth. You know.
Whatever. Okay, do Greg and Joan then.
I was so happy for this guy. I mean, these two seem to be.
Oh my god! I almost cried. Very genuine. I was like, know? "What's happening to me?"
The feelings are so honest and genuine, and I'm happy for Greg that he got his together. You know, and Joan looks so good. You don't usually see the bride's makeup be so different and so. So much improvement. I thought she looked great, you know, with the makeup.
Compared to her everyday look. And
the hairdo, yeah. The hairstylist did a great job. I mean, she really looked nice. Beautiful and nice. And, you know, everything went the way, everything went great. They were worried about people showing up late. They did not. Oh, my God. Know. It looked like
Lucille calling everybody.
I know. And she had to,
Greg's like, you got to call 80 people because she's sitting there. How are you? Oh my God. What'd you do last weekend? And Greg's like, Mom, can we wrap it up? Can you just tell them to come earlier and hang up? Next person.
Typical Long Island Italian mom.
Mom, yeah.
So what's going on?
It was so cute. Because I could totally see myself just like coffee. Getting too wrapped up in the conversation. Exactly. But truthfully, I was so happy to see pretty much it looked like the entire all of their guests arrived right on time.
Yeah.
It looks like the phone calls worked. Exactly. And all things considered, like as much as Greg has pissed us off and Joan has been rude here and there, like this culmination for them and the wedding, so I was like
together.
Really happy for them.
Everybody showed up, big family, and you know, they're all happy and they were really into each other. It was like, you know, they definitely should be in happily ever after.
Not enough drama. They're not going to end up in happily ever after, don't you
Unless
know?
Something really goes bad.
All right, can we talk about Sean and Aaliyah yet or what?
No, you still got Mark and Nina.
Oh my God! All right.
I Mina with the crying is like this girl has cried so. If I count every single episode that she cried, it must be all of them.
Yeah, but you know who's worse?
Who?
Yes, in the 90 Day Universe, who was the one that would cry nonstop?
Megan, Jessica's friend.
No, in the universe of 90 Day.
Oh, I see.
You know this. I don't remember. James and Tata.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
I think Tata beat Nina in terms of
the intensity of
how often she was crying every single episode. Exactly. Every episode.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This was like, they didn't need to be in this episode. This was just like 5 minutes after what we saw at the previous episode.
Right. And yeah,
I feel the same as I did last time. I know that she was trying to do like wishful thinking, but I just still think it was so wrong for her to tell her son to pack his bags and all of that. Right. If you didn't have a confirmation that he was going to be able to come.
Exactly.
Because the poor baby, we had to see him upset, crying. This is a lot for him to handle. He's all alone there.
I know.
He doesn't have his mom. Exactly. Everything she was worried about. And she was asking herself the right questions and she probably feels so guilty.
Right.
And I feel bad for her, but I don't think it was the right decision to do that. It's not fair to him.
No.
Because maybe he will think, maybe my mom just didn't want me to come. Maybe she lied. Maybe she, you know, those worries crossed her mind as a mom. Like, he's not going to trust me anymore. And those are valid concerns.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, I felt horrible.
You don't promise things about situations that you have no control over. It's like, why would you promise that? You have no authority. You don't know when this passport is going to be ready. And don't promise him that. And my advice to Mina is that please next time you call somebody to give him bad news, especially your son, just put a box of tissues next to you. You're going to need like paper towel, tissue, or something. You know, why would you not?
Oh, her sleeve wasn't working for you?
Yeah, I mean, just.
Or her hands?
Every single time I see the tears like ruining her makeup coming down her cheeks. It's like, just use anything, you know, the tissue or just to clean it up.
It's for dramatic effect. It's for dramatic effect.
Because we've seen this girl like cry every single time. They're just,
I know,
so much is going on, so much is happening, and I don't know if it was a joke or not. The next episode, she's gonna say she's pregnant, which I kind of think that it was just.
I think she was just saying it. Yeah.
Because
let's hope, have Clayton, please.
Maria and. All this Maria, thing who's... going on with Jordan. You don't want to mess things up, you know.
Anyway.
Now, finally, we get to your couple.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Oh,
whatever you want to say. You've been waiting for these two.
Listen, all I wanted to say was I personally was so shocked that Aaliyah was confused as to why Sean was so pissed off. Like... Sean goes, tells them, I don't f-ing care, get your ass here, it's been 2 hours. Right. And Aaliyah's like, they get in the golf cart, and Aaliyah's like, what time is it?
I know. It was,
what?
They were like, almost
and 2 hours the friend late. Goes, yeah, the friend goes, it's 6:50, so it's supposed to start at 5.
They come down and get in the golf
cart. What were you doing for 2 hours? By the way, Aaliyah, I'm sorry, like, that does not look like 2 hours worth of... hair and makeup.
Exactly.
Whatever. Anyway, they get there and Sean, like, obviously arrives first and he tells his friend who's the officiant, like, just skip to the last three lines. Like, just do whatever you have to do legally. Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck. Because also, think about it. They're bleeding. They only have the venue for a certain amount of time. They've bled into cocktail hour. They've bled into the reception.
Yeah.
It's ruined. The wedding is ruined.
Suggesting last time. He could have said... just turn it around. Like, let's go eat, have the food, drink, and whatever.
I guess, but like...
and just do this, you know, the
ceremony at the end. But
and then, goodbye.
To me, knowing that they were 2 feet away, why did we wait full 2 hours? Like, they're clearly the at fault, but like, why would you wait 2 hours to confront them? Right? Anyway. And also, it shouldn't have been Sean. Someone else should have done that for him. Like, poor guy.
None of that makes sense.
Anyway, so they go and they literally... Aaliyah walks down the aisle in that dress that I... apparently, on Instagram, I was seeing they had spent a year plus working on it. Da-da-da. It does not look tailored at all.
No.
Like, it doesn't fit her arms properly, her body properly. It looks like it's off the rack. What is the whole big fuss about this dress when it looks like it doesn't even fit her properly? Yeah. Like, it's loose on her arms. Anyway.
And half of the people didn't even turn around to look at her. They just took one look.
Oh, because they were like, fed up.
You know, they were, like, disgusted by the whole thing.
I mean, let's hope they weren't disgusted by her, because that would be mean, but...
No. They were pissed off.
They've been sitting there waiting for 2 hours. Yeah. So they go, they get to the front, and they're literally like, the first thing they say is, do you take Aaliyah? Like, there's no beating around the bush because people have been waiting. They're fed up.
Right.
And my heart broke for Sean in that moment. Like, I could see his face, and he was truly trying to, like...
Right.
Like, he put so much money and time and effort into planning this thing. Anyway, right. So... they do that. They walk down the aisle. They go to, it looks like straight to the reception. It looks like there's not many people left, which I wouldn't blame them. I'm sure the rest of them left because they were mad or whatever. Also, someone said,
welcome to citizenship.
Welcome to citizenship. Someone said that.
Yep. Somebody had.
It felt like they were kind of like bullying her as she was walking back down the aisle.
But that put it. You know, look like, you know, it's because you see next on and Sean is like scolding her like, what was that?
Here's the thing.
I don't know if once I can they live with you and, you know.
Well, once they get to the reception, this is why I was like, I thought she was going to be like apologetic. I'm so sorry. I lost track of time. And what can I do to make... She's like baffled that Sean is upset.
Yeah, she's not...
What is not clicking for you? What are you not understanding about how disrespectful you were to your husband and to the entire wedding party?
Yeah. It may...
Like, why are you confused? I don't know. I've really supported her this whole season, and that behavior just...
That particular thing that you just said, that she didn't know, she just behaved like this is normal, made Sean say that, oh, maybe all Brazilians are like this. Because if you are like that, you're acting like nothing has gone, you know, is bad or wrong, that means maybe... Everybody in Brazil,
culturally, like, it's okay to arrive 2 hours late.
Right.
Well, the difference is that in Brazil, the wedding guests wouldn't have been seated for 2 hours either.
Exactly.
If that were the case. But that's not what the scenario was. And freaking Jackie knew that. Jackie's American.
And when... Like, yeah, exactly. Now, yeah, Jackie was like... Jackie didn't care either. It's like, you gotta get somebody that...
It's like she wanted to sabotage the wedding or something. Like, she was enjoying it a little bit.
Exactly. It seemed like that way. Like, you know, she didn't care. But on the opposite end of the spectrum was it Laura, Greg's friend, that had the responsibility of getting Joan ready. She did her job. You know, she got to the venue on time.
Oh, she did a lovely job. Yeah.
Yeah. It was perfect. That's what Jackie should have done with Leah, and she didn't. And then they're waiting for the toast, and Sean just wanted to leave. Like, he didn't care. And
wouldn't you? I would be so hurt and embarrassed and upset.
Exactly,
and...
yeah. And he said, thank you all for coming, and now get out.
Yeah, he's like, Aaliyah, thank you for showing up too. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Nice of you to show up, type thing.
And you know, his friend said, "Oh, that's not nice. Do over."
He's like, "Nope." Said what I said.
Exactly.
Said what I said. I'm done.
I know.
I'm upset for Sean, but I also, again, just like the throuple from day one, I do not know why they got married.
Yeah,
they have nothing in common.
No.
There's no compatibility. What are we doing here?
Not at all.
So, who knows what's going to happen next episode?
No feelings of attack, no emotions, no love, nothing.
It's so weird.
It looked like it was just like Sean did this, you know, as a favor for, you know, to her, to, again, that she'll be able to get citizenship or a green card.
But if that's the case, is do a courthouse wedding if you're gonna do that kind of thing.
Just,
you know,
it
seemed
from
like
the start. It didn't. It wasn't started out like that. But it at the end, it looked like that's where we're going. You know, with all the changes that.
What is he getting out of the relationship?
Exactly.
We are gonna be skipping next week because you are going to Brazil.
Yeah, I'm gonna go find somebody in Brazil. One of these people who was it from?
Larissa,
and who else? There was I'm trying to remember the name. The one with the baby and the wheelchair. What was
her name? Oh, Ingrid! I love Ingrid.
Ingrid.
Go find Ingrid. Go find Ingrid.
I have to travel from
and learn Portuguese.
Yeah, Rio to wherever she lives.
But be safe. Tell us all about Brazil when you come back.
Thank you.
And we hope that you'll teach us some Portuguese.
Portuguese, yeah,
we'll have a dual episode the following week, and then we will be coming back the week after that with a report on how Sarper's boot laugh class was, because we'll be doing that.
Yeah.
We'll get to meet the man in person finally, which makes us seem like
we're just taking a class.
You know, we're just taking a class. It's open to the public, guys. We paid for it.
Right.
But yeah, That should be fun. I'm excited to hear how Brazil is.
Yeah, I'm already. I can't stop saying nervous. Nervous, excited, and all everything and all at once.
Well, be safe.
Thank you, Baba. From 90 Day, I kind of understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, we'll have to ask you how accurate it is.
They could be late for things, for events. It's possible. So I make sure the tours that I'm getting show up on time anyway, just in case they're late. I won't get angry. Yes.
Well, why don't you sign us off?
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next week on another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbles and Banter.
In 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Hey.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.